Okay, let's get into Perek Yud Zayin of Sefer Tehillim. Perek Yud Zayin, this is a tefillah. This starts off with a tefillah. There are five or so prakim in Tehillim that started off with the word tefillah. Tefillah LeMoshe we're familiar with was tefillah LeDavid. Not tehillah, but tefillah. Tefillah LeDavid. So what exactly is this Perek about? So this is a machlokas. We'll start off with the Rashi and the father of the Radak. The father of the Radak. Radak quotes on Pasuk Beis through Dalet that this tefillah is about David after the Batsheva story. After the Batsheva story, and he sinned, and he is recognizing his chait, whatever the chait was. As the Gemara and the Mefarshim describe what type of chait was it on David's level. So it's after that, and he is remorse about it. That's the first part of the Mizmar. The second part of the Mizmar talks about David HaMelech davening for protection from enemies. So what is the connection? So Rashi later on Pasuk Yud, Rashi says, "Nirali shehispalal David tefilazu la'achar shabal liyado ma'isa shel Uriah v'Yoav," after the story of Uriah and Batsheva and Yoav, "v'Yisrael hayu be'eretz b'nei Amon, tsarim al rabba." Right? They were, the B'nai Yisrael were in a war. David HaMelech didn't want his personal sins, because he was the king, he didn't want his personal sins to affect the outcome of the war and put B'nai Israel in danger. And that's what he was davening for. That's what the connection between the first and half of the Mizmar is. The first half is David HaMelech recognizing his sins and saying, "I'm going to do better. I'm going to try to follow the straight and the narrow." And then saying, "Please don't take it out on my enemies." V'yira David shelo yikashlu sham b'shvel aveir shebiyado. They shouldn't fall because of his chait. So that's Rashi and the father of the Radak. The Radak himself says similar, he focuses on Shaul. This is about, David HaMelech saying he's righteous, and I don't know why Shaul is taking advantage. And again, Shaul is the enemy here, as it says in the Perek about, comparison to a lion. And the Radak says he's referring to Shaul HaMelech. But the Malbim does not focus on Shaul HaMelech, but he just generalizes it, and he has a beautiful reading of the Perek. The Perek says that the, Malbim splits it up into three parts. And as he often does in his literary genius, so the first pasuk is a title pasuk to the rest of the Mizmar. Tefillah LeDavid, Shema Hashem, Hashem, listen, listen, please. And says the Radak, the first part is three. The parak is split up into three parts according to the Radak. The first part is David HaMelech declaring his righteousness, kind of the opposite of the first pshat of it's recognizing his chatoim. No, David HaMelech is saying my righteousness, because he's going to want to talk about Hashem helping him defeat his enemies. But the Malbim says, "Misaper tzidkusu eich nishmar mikol chait, bein b'machshava bein b'maisa." I've tried to stay away from chait in thought and maisa. And that's Shema Hashem Tzedek. That's the first phrase. Tefillah LeDavid is the introduction to the introduction. But Shema Hashem Tzedek, listen Hashem, my righteousness. Then part two, misonin al oiva val rasam. He talks about the enemies and their evilness. And that's what it says, hakshiva rinasi. Right, listen to my tefillah. And then, mispalel, that Hashem protects him from these enemies and lets him stand straight. Right, and that's the third phrase, haazina tefillasi. Viyan, and says the Malbim, she Yisrael boksas gaiva viyura, and it appears a little bit like gaiva, even though David HaMelech was not known for gaiva, he's known for anava throughout. Not taking things personally, even when he's cursed, even though when his son is hurting him, even though when he's rejected from the building the Beis HaMikdash, all of the reactions, David HaMelech is able to handle it with anava. So David HaMelech here says that the end of the first pasuk, below sifsei mirma. It's not fake. I'm not making this up to try to get points. V'yanchi Yisrael boksas gaiva v'yura omer shetfilaso he belosif se mirma rak belev shalem mi bitchanol Hashem. It's just belev shalem with my bitachon that I have. That's how the Malbim reads it. And the Radak, a little bit, is similar to that, but this is the title. Again, split up into three parts. Number one, David HaMelech declaring his righteousness. Number two, look at the wickedness of my enemies. And number three, therefore save me from my enemies. Save me from my enemies. That's what the Mahalo Malbim reads the parak. Okay, so let's now get into the parak. Overall, and again, this all these meanings could be true. As we have said, one just has to have different kavanas. There's something here about declaring and focusing on one's actions, recognizing the wickedness of the enemies, and asking Yeshua from the enemy. So Tfilo David, Shema Hashem, Tzedek, Hakshiva, Rina, Si. The Radak here says that the word Rina could mean all different types of tefillah, of prayer. We usually translate Rina as song, Gila, Rina, Ditza, V'chedva. But the Radak here says, HaMispalel Pa'amim Tso'ek B'kol Rina, U'Pa'amim Mispalel B'kol Dmama. Sometimes out loud in song type of tefillah, sometimes in a silent type of tefillah. V'chol lashon rinu hu lashon sa'aka. V'yesh mayam l'shira u l'simcha. V'yesh mayam l'achraza. V'yesh mayam l'tefillah l'bakasha. V'yesh l'bechi v'anaka. All different types of talking to a God. Beseeching, crying, asking, singing. V'chol achad yisparish l'fim u'komau. So this is just, listen to my rina Hashem, all different types. And again, below Sifsei Mirma, it's truthful. I'm being truthful, I'm not being Efchad Bepeh, Vechad Belev. Milfanecha Mishpati Yetzei. In front of you, my Mishpat has gone out. So again, either this means David HaMelech saying, I recognize what I did wrong, or David HaMelech is saying that Hashem, I'm righteous. Milfanecha Mishpati Yetzei, Einecha Techazena Meisharim. Your eyes have seen straight, have seen Meisharim. The Oev Yisrael, the Apter Rav, suggests on this Pasuk that Yeshnam shnei minei hanhagos. There are two types of hanhagos that Hashem runs the world in. Number one, Shakadosh Baruch Hu noeg bohem asolamo. The two types of hanhagos. Number one, kidasiv, melech b'mishpat yamid aretz. Mida kenegen mida, and tzchar v'onesh. That's one way. Melech b'mishpat yamid aretz. L'seis l'ish kegmulo, l'tovo l'ra'am. We get a gemul. The after siv, and even though it says in Eov, V'rabu p'sha'echa matase lo, im tzadakta matitin lo, you can't give anything to Hashem, really. He doesn't get anything out of the punishment. Mikom makom zeh ratzon yisbarach, b'chdei she'ikim le'olam b'chira v'schar v'onesh. One type of hanhaga is what we call schar v'onesh. Ach yish od hanhaga. But says the Oev Yisrael, there's another type of hanhaga, v'nikreis hanhaga atzmis. That means just godly hanhaga. Hainu lahanhiges ha'olam kifi ritzono dafka. To be manig the olam like Hashem's ratzon. What's Hashem's ultimate ratzon? Lehitiv lebruav. That's why He created the world. Yan kizos haisa kol mataras abriya. That's what David HaMelech is saying here. Milfanecha, in front of you, mishpatecha yetzei. From your hanhaga, let my mishpat go out. Mishpati lo yia kifi hanhaga sa'olam aragila. El kifi hanhaga atz misanal. And then if I do that, then einecha tachazena meisharim. Then, you know, it'll be straight because regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when Hashem runs the world, He's always meitiv. Bachanta libi, now we continue. Bachanta libi, pakanta laila. You tested me. Tsuraftani bal timsa. Right, again, what does that mean? Depending how you understand, according to the pshat of the pasuk. You didn't find me pure, or tsuraftani, cleanliness. You didn't have to clean bal timsa. Zamosi bal yavar bi. My scheming should not pass in me. Again, the different pshatim, what it means. Chazal darshan from this pasuk, though, conversation that David HaMelech had. It says, Bachanta libi pakadta lailas. That's the reference, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Zayin Amad Aleph, where David HaMelech asks for something and he regrets it. Amar Yudam Arav, la'olam al yavi adam atzmo lidei nisayon. A person should never try to be in a state of nisayon, right? We say that every morning. For the lovely lidi nisayon, had he no shaharei, David Melech Yisrael, hey, v'yatzvo lidi nisayon v'nichshal. David Melech brought himself to a state of nisayon. If there's a situation where Hashem just, tests me, there's nothing I can do about it. But if I have a choice about it, then for sure I shouldn't try to be in a state of nisayon. Shei David Melech Yisrael, Hevi atzmo l'dinam nishal. Amar l'fanu ribono shel olam. B'bnei ma omrim elokei Avram elokei Yisrael elokei Yaakov. Why did B'nei Yisrael in the Amida say elokei Avram Yisrael Yaakov ve'ein omrim elokei David? And they don't say elokei David. Amar, Hashem answers, inhu minsuli. V'yatlo minsasli. They went through tests. They went through nisyonos. One might say their nisyonos were, maisa avos simalabanim. So they had tests. Amar l'fanu ribono shel olam. B'chanani v'nasani. David HaMelech says, test me, Hashem. Bad question. Shenamar bachanani Hashem and asani. Amar minson alcha. Okay, I will. V'yavidna milsa bahadach till the two lohodatinu. I'm going to even give you a topic, right? That I didn't even tell the avos their test. V'ilu ana komadina alcha deminasanin alcha b'dar erva. Your test is going to be in the world of Arias. So he told David HaMelech that. Miyad vahileis erva yakam David mial mishkavo. Amar v'yuda shavach mishkavo shalayla mishkavo shayom. What does it mean? Eis erva. He got up. The first problem, he was sleeping the whole day and he was getting up at night. He was messing around with the normal behaviors and already led to problems. V'nis'alma m'menu alacha. and he forgot the halacha. Aver katan yishba adam masbio ra'ev mar ibo saveya. We're supposed to limit our sexual activities. Vayishalech al gag beis hamelech vayar isha rochetzes mi al gag. Right, he sees Batsheva. Vayisha tovas mar emaod. Batsheva yechayfa reisha. Tu tichalsa, right? She was washing her hair, taking a shower. Asa satan idmile kitzipirta. The satan was like a bird. Patach be gira. And David Melech shot an arrow at the bird. Patka lachalsa igle v'chazia. And she was revealed. And David sees her. Miyad. David Melech is caught by her beauty. Vayishlach David vayidrush l'isha vayomer halozos batsheva. Be'at aliyam eishes uria hachiti. She's married. Vayishlach David malachim vayikachev v'tavo elav. Vayishkavima v'imis kadeshes b'tumasa. Right, all different pshatim. What does that mean? Vatoshav al beisa. Hainu dechsiv. What is all that test? But he pashtus failed the test. Hainu dechsiv. That's our pasuk. Bachanta libi, pakata laila. You tested me. You checked me at night. Saraftani bal timsa. You did not find me tahor. Zamosi bal yaavar bi. What is zamos? It's like a muzzle. Amar ichu zmama nafal bapume demand desani le v'lo amar lika milsa. I wish I wouldn't have said that. I wished, it wouldn't have worked, would have worked out, right? And that's what Rashi says. Mi'itin v'haya b'fi resen v'afsar. There was a muzzle in my mouth. La'akevas dvarai shlo omer davar zeh shel b'chanani. But that's the, remez in this case, right? We don't look for tests. That's what we learned from that Gemara, right? We don't try it ourselves. We try to get out of the situation of tests. Always, right? Moshe Feinstein is medayik this even in the pasuk in the beginning of Vayeshev. It says by Yosef Atzadik, Vayanas Vayetze Hachutza. It doesn't just say he left the beged. Vayanas Vayetze Hachutza. What does that mean? She Yosef says Moshe, Ava Bishaya Batuach Shelo Yikashel Ba'Avera. Yosef HaTzadik knew that he wasn't going to fall. He ran out of there. Ran out. Right? We should always try to go away from a makam nisayon. I'm going to stay here and be omed. Right? That's what some say the pshat of the chait of Adam and Chava was. Right? That how they sinned. They didn't have any yetzer. Said the Nachash to them, oh, you think you're doing such a great level? Hashem wants you to have a taiva and then overcome. That's the greatest level. So eat from the tree and have das and then overcome and do the right thing. Obviously that was wrong. That was wrong. Don't go into the situation of Nisayon. Says Rav Moshe again. We should try not to be in a Nisayon situation. What does Hashem want me to do? He doesn't want me to do that. He wants me to be in a situation and overcome? No. To see the test and not Nichnas, avol b'shvil zeh asur l'sakein nafsho. L'chei ne'mar, v'yetze hachutza. He went out, and I didn't just run. V'yanas, v'yetze hachutza. Yosef didn't even want to stay nearby. So that's what this pasuk means. In pasuk Gimel, David HaMelech is saying, b'chanta libi, and again, that's where the Rashi and the father of the Doc get it from, that this pshat has to do, the pshat of this mizmor has to do with David HaMelech, from this pasuk. Luf ulos adam, right, according to the Malbim that said, the whole parak, the first part of the parak is about David HaMelech saying his righteousness. So the first pasuk Gimel that we just read is about machshava, b'chanta libi, b'chanta sraftani, right? Cleanliness. And now he says after the machshava, you saw I don't have any thoughts, sins b'machshava. Now check ma'isa. L'f'ulos adam b'dvar svasecha. Ani shamarti ochas paritz. I guarded the ways of paritz of breaking through the rules. Tamoch ashurai b'maglosecha. Right, please, right, support my ways with your maglosecha, right, with your ways, balna motu pamai, don't let me fall. But the word maglosecha, the Malbim here, says, it picks up on the word ma'agal. Maglosecha might just mean the ways, but ma'agal is like a circle. So what does a circle mean? So the Malbim says, right, he's referencing the Rambam, Shvil Hazov. Right, we know the Rambam says that one should always try to be in the middle path. In all midos, hilchos deos, right, we shouldn't be into one extreme or to another extreme. We should try to be in the middle path. That's the beginning of the Rambam. It's in the beginning of Hilchos Deos. Some people are very angry. Some people never get angry. Some people give away all their money. Some people don't. Extremes. Shnei savos harachokos zumizu shebechol dea v'dea einon derach tova. If you're at the extremes and you're not in the middle, it's not good. Vain roi lo la adam lo lechas bohen. Velo lo lam dam la atzmo. No, you can't be to an extreme. V'matza tivo no tela achas mehen, o muchan la achas mehen, if you're leaning towards. If your teva is, right, Rama says, if it's nature or nurture, right? If it's nature towards one side, or it's just a situation, o shekvar lamad achas mehen, v'nog ba, yachzer atzma lemutav, try to get back to the middle. V'yilech baderech atovim. And that's what the Rambam says, nazir is not an ultimate goal. A nazir is a stopgap measure. If you feel like you're to one extreme, go to the other extreme. That's what says the Malbim, this pasuk is referring to. Sometimes we have to go out of the line, out of the shilazov. We have to go in a circle to get to our goal. Hashem, please help me out and give me siyata deshmaya. Tamoch ashurai, strengthen my ways, b'maglosecha, when I have to go out and go in a circle in order to get to the goal. Hamagalu davar hasivuvi, shelefamim sarach lintos min ha'ara chayashar, ela ma'agal shesovim bo, ad shemegim al yado el ha'ara ha'ora chayashar. You have to go out of the path. So, like Elio Bar Carmel, ubozet sarach ezer eloka bal yate mini aderach, don't go too far. Achar shenotem min ha'yashar latzad, v'yelze amar shegam be'es titztarech lalechas b'magal hasivuvi, gam oz tamich ashurai. Please, please help me out. This is part one, according to the Malbim. And then part two, Ani starts the second part of, now I'm calling to you, look at my enemies. Ani karasicha kitaneni, Kale. Right, I'm calling to you. I need you to answer. Hat azdecha li shmai marasi, listen. Again, each one of these is a different word. Imra and looking for an aniya. Haflei chasadecha, please separate. La haflos, separate your pious ones. Moshia chosim, those who take comfort and respite in you. Mimis komim vim biminecha, from those that go up against you with your right hand. Shamreni kishon bas ayin, guard us like the pupil of the eye. Bitzelkan afecha tastireni, put us in your shadow. Bitzelkan afecha, under your wings. That's the lashon, bitzelkan afecha. We say that in davening. Mipnei rishoim zu shaduni, right, because of these wicked that have plundered me. Oivai benefesh, the enemies of my soul. Yakifu alai. But it's not just the physical. The enemies of my soul have surrounded me. This is what they do. Chelbamo sagru. Their fat closed them up. Pimo, dibru begeyos, they speak with haughtiness. I mean, they're fat, Rashi. Bechelbam ubishomnam sagru libam. Because of their fat, literally their fat, their hearts are closed. Maybe that means they have such a focus on gashmias. Food is just one example, so they can't focus on anything else. Right? They're focused on other things. We're going to be focused on something in life. And if we're not focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then we're going to be focused on other things. Right? The Rambam writes that at the end of Hilchot Yisurei Biyah, that our mind and our life is a vacuum. And we have to fill it with Torah and mitzvos, or else it'll be filled with the opposite. Says the Rambam, Roy lo la'adam Lakov Yitzro Badaver Zeo Lahagilas Babuktusha Yisera Umakshava Tahoro Badasakhona Kdelihi Notzal Mehen. Shein, and then the Rambam says towards the end, Shein Machshavis Arias Miskaberes Elabalev Pani Menachachma. Arias, another Averis, gain strides in our heart when it's empty from Chachma. Uba Chachma Omer Ayalas Ahavim Yalas Chain, right? Then you have to fill it. Bavasa Tishketamid, as long as we're focusing on other things, that it won't be one of a problem. But that's what, he's referring to here. Chelbama, they were filled with other stuff, says Rashi, with Gashmias, and therefore they couldn't get focused on Hashem. Ashurenu ata sivavunu, my steps they have now surrounded. Einayam yashisu lintos baretz, their eyes are looking to take over. Dimyono ka'arye, they are like lions. Yichsov litrov, they want to pounce. V'kikfir yoshim emastarim, a young lion, they're sitting and lying in wait. That's part two. Then part three, says the Malbim. Right, we said part one, either tshuva or I'm righteous. Part two, describing the enemies. And part three, now Hashem, please beat them and put them down. Kuma Hashem kadma panav. Hashem, go please. And hachreel, push them down and make them bow. Palta nafshi me rasha harbecha. Save my soul from the wickedness and the sword of the wicked. Mimsim yadcha Hashem. Says Rashi, this is a prayer. Let me die from your hand. Let me die from your hand, not from the enemy. Mimsimat mecheled, dying from cheled. What's cheled? Chaluda, rust. Rashi says that means getting old. Let me just die from old age. That's all. Right? The Gemara in Brachas relates this to Rabbi Akiva. You can look there, how the Gemara darshans it. Chelkam b'chayim. Right? I want to die from old age and have my chelik in your life, Hashem. Utzfuncha tamale bitnan yisbu banim. Let me pass it all over to the children and have all the brachas. V'nichu yisrom lo'leyem, for their little kids. And then the parak ends off. Ani betzedek echza panecha. I know, I believe in you, Hashem. Ani betzedek, I want to see in righteousness your face. Espa b'hakitz, I want to awake, see and be satiated with your temuna. Asking for protection. Rashi says, b'hakitz says maybe tchias amesim. I want to be alive to see tchias amesim. The Radak says, olam haba. But this pasuk is the basis for a halacha. This last pasuk in the parak. Ani betzedek echza panecha. Once you get staka before davening, right? There's a minute to give during Vayavarach David by Shacharis. Staka ani betzedek staka, then echse panecha, because tefillah is defined as echse panecha. Tefillah is defined as seeing God's face, and therefore we do the mitzvah before. It's interesting. This halacha is quoted both in Hilchas Tefillah in Arachayim and in Hilchas Staka in Yaradeya, because it's a kiyum in staka and it's a kiyum in tefillah. Both of them. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes it both. The Kamotzi Shel Rav quotes from the, maybe this is connected, this halacha is connected to the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov says, once you be Makabel Avas Yisrael, V'hatarecha Kamocha, before every tefillah. And the mashal is given, there are two brothers, one's very poor, one's very rich, they live far away from each other, the poor brother needs some help. So he sells all of his stuff, and he travels, and he sells everything to get to travel, and he has nothing left, but he goes to his brother. And after a long journey, he comes and he asks him for a donation. And the brother says, what? I don't know you. I don't know who you are. You're not my brother. V'chulu v'chulu. Okay. So the poor brother has no choice. He goes back. Months later or years later, the rich brother goes to visit the father. Goes to the father and says, Dad, I'm here. He says, who are you? He says, I'm your son. He says, no, you're not. You're not my son. He says, what do you mean? Of course I'm your son. He says, I know I have one son. I know I have the other son. So I have another son somewhere, but you said that he's not your brother. If you say he's not your brother, then you're not my son. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to help us. And we say, Hashem, Elokei Avraham, you're our father. So, did we help out his other son? Did we help out the Ani? That's Ani B'Tzedek Achzeh Panecha, and that's Atrecha Kamocha before davening. Okay, we'll stop here.